I guess what I don't know if I finished the crown jewels in the town Tower of London are fake, and they give.
Well, no, easy. Didn't say fake. Just said they weren't the original ones.
But the portal activation that the crown jewels do, is anybody using them now for activating portals?
No.
It got forgotten.
No, it got guarded.
It got stopped.
The queen doesn't even have access to those crown jewels at her beck and call.
And those crown jewels are the ones you see in the Tower of London?
That's correct.
So who has the key?
They belong to the Commonwealth now.
Right, so who has access to them?
The Chamberlain of the Guard, the same office that Cromwell held then as the chief, Ichabus, something, they have charge, and that's through the office of the queen, but still, it's not, she can't just go bebop in and go put on tiaras if she wants to.
So,
the bigger thing, used to, when Henry VIII wanted them, he went and said, bring me my scepter, and they went and brought it. Well, she doesn't have that capacity any longer to say, I'd like the orb. I want to go hold the orb this afternoon, have it delivered to Balmoral. We're going to have a little play. It don't work like that anymore.
Okay, does she know that it was used for portal travel?
She listened to her mother, and her mother was very keen to make sure she was in the know.
Right, and the queen.
She couldn't last on the throne as long as she has, if she wasn't aware of her individual power as a creator.
Right, so the queen mother didn't have access to him. Nobody for a long time.
Queen mother never had access to him because she was just the queen mother.
Right. So who was the last monarch who had access to him?
Victoria.
And she could use him for portal traveling?
She could, but she thought it was she had that little strain of Catholicism running through her.
Yeah.
So she kind of let a sleeping dog lie.
Right, but she knew.
She didn't push against it, but she also didn't engage it.
But she knew it could do that.
Absolutely.
So, all right, so the,
Prince Albert had a little in there too, but he was so,
aberrated.
Well, that's right. That's the kind way, because we don't want to push against anything, but, you know, he was so far out there, it was like, wow. He was afraid he was going to awake the angry spirit of Rasputin or something, but he just left it alone.
Right, so who was the last monarch who used them and profited from them or didn't have a problem with them?
I guess it would have probably been close to one of those Boleyn girls.
Mm. And you, right then you scanned quickly all the scenarios. It's the Boleyn girls. You know what I mean?
It would be Elizabeth and Mary, I see.
Right.
But now you also have one that you're leaving out who had access and knew how it worked was Edward.
Yeah, when did he live? He comes after?
Yes, that was an illegitimate son of Henry VIII.
Right. But
and James was never given access.
The one who did the Bible.
Well, that's Mary, Queen of Scots' son.
Right. But the Boleyn girls were allowed to play with them. But I'm saying when you went, and we're wondering, were you scanning through?
We were, and we wanted to make sure Edward didn't have more of a play.
But he's the son of who?
King Henry VIII.
Right, and he played with them?
Yes, but
not much. So, but he
didn't. Well, no. Played with them is the appropriate word. He never activated them, but he'd play with them.
But he knew that you could activate them.
Right, well...
Heard about it.
Yes. But you see, you had a whole lot of twisting and turning going on in that window. You see, there was a lot. You could be beheaded for heresy in about 2 seconds. So, you know, you didn't want to be screwing with things that might screw you over.
Yeah. Okay. So the crown jewels was one of the opening artifacts that Ion mentioned earlier. And now we're seeing the role of the crown jewels as an activator in the British history. How far back do they go? Who was the first to activate them?
Edward.
Edward with, Henry VIII was, is Edward a son of?
No, you got to go to John's daddy.
Oh, the guy before, the original Edward. Edward the First, maybe. Okay, that Edward. He was the one who pulled it off. And
lost them, remember?
Well, didn't King John lose them?
Well, they went hand in hand, you see. John knew what their power was when he lost them himself as well.
So Edward lost them and then got them back, and then John lost them.
Correct.
I see. And with the same baron or two barons, a different guy? A different guy with Edward. How do they get him back?
Same lineage, but yes.
Yeah, same lineage of barons. So it was almost like a little war going. It's like Belly and Walter.
Yeah, it goes on forever.
Yeah.
And still going on even within the House of Tudor, before Tudor, of how they split the dukes and the duchess aside of what's supposed to be the heir or the line of succession, you say.
Right, that's going on now.
And then.
Yeah, so that's why we, in the movie, we have these people still having their dramas, because it's only going on now. And do they, and they interact with the present queen if it serves their purposes? Or do they stay within their own dilemmas?
What's your question?
Does King Henry and King Henry VIII and his dilemmas within his world that he's still working on, does he come and visit Queen Elizabeth to see if she could help his struggles?
In real life or in the movie?
In real life.
Not so much.
Oh, okay. But the, so we're talking...
She would be desperately afraid that the Lutherans would schedule an exorcism if she started talking about her great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy.
Right. So we're talking about King... Edward... Oh, yeah. So they... Why does... how does King John get them back? Does he go to the other world and take them back from the baron?
He starts chopping off the heads of the inside family members until he strikes a chord.
Right, and then...
That causes them to be moved with compassion before the last of the lineage was going to be dispelled into the guff. and once the last heads are going to roll... Then they decided they better get him back.
Right. And then John has them and he uses them for a while, and then then he loses them again.
Right, exactly. Very good.
And
your timing keeps repeating itself.
My timing? What's that?
Well, there is no time, but the timing, the event called a timing is everything where he lost them. And then he moves heaven and earth to get them back. Well, isn't it funny how timing comes again and they lose them again?
Right, so who...
Within the same century.
Who gets them back?
That would have been...
The Pendragon people.
The Pendragons and then Cromwell.
Well, Cromwell is after Henry VIII.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, no, Cromwell, 1649.
Okay.
You know, that's Cromwell is after James the First.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So, anyways, Cromwell gets them.
So, how do we say this? No, that's not the way that went. So.
Yeah. So our history on Cromwell's a little off.
Very off. Because who else would usher in? Who else? Bob, how could that possibly run when that was the whole point of having the Protestant church was from Henry VIII?
Yeah, the Protestant church happened.
Well, that was Cromwell.
Cromwell was a Puritan. It comes later.
Yeah, well.
As history is presented to us.
Back.
Yeah, but there are written records. By the time you have the printing press, it solidifies what is written. Now, they could be lying, but why would they have, I mean, they probably get photographs of Cromwell in 1649 before he's deposed. You know,
photographs,
like,
Bob.
Paintings and all this. You know, I know photographs and exaggerating, but they got pretty good records. And Cromwell.
Oh, well, then, must be.
I mean, is there a reason the record would be distorted to hide the transition of the crown jewels?
No, we're just answering the question.
Okay, Henry VIII starts the Protestant church, right?
Yes.
He starts it. Cromwell is the first to be part of it?
Cromwell is who wrote the whole edicts of what the Protestant is.
For Henry VIII?
Absolutely.
Well, they certainly...
Introduced Anne Hathaway, that Shakespeare.
Anne Boleyn?
No, not Boleyn. Seymour.
Right. To Henry VIII.
Correct.
Well, you know, if I look on Wikipedia, he lives 200 years later.
Well, you can't believe Wikipedia. Who writes that shit, Bob?
Well, then Cromwell, did he create a Puritan revolution?
Him and Martin Luther later, yes. Hmm.
So anyways, Cromwell got the jewels.
Back.
Henry didn't have them.
Yes, he did.
Cromwell got them back for him.
Yes.
And then the jewels stayed with, you know, Mary and Elizabeth.
Yep.
And then they were taken away. What happened? They had them, activated them, then the others didn't activate them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got put in the Tower of London. And when? After?
That would have been...
A later reign.
Yeah, but not too later. Because you got to realize there were several, but there wasn't that many kings after. They'd run a long span. It would have been, They were held in Windsor Castle. And Windsor Castle's been around a long time. Buckingham Palace, they were also stored before they went to the Tower of London, when London Tower of London was a jail.
Mm.
It was converted from a jail, 1720.
Well, that's around Queen Anne.
Would have been about Queen Anne or just before. See, she was a babe in Toyland, so it would have been the daddy.
Would have, well, that's or, William of Orange?
That would have been,
He comes over 1688.
Somewhere close in that range. Because you've got to see, it wasn't about the monarchy. The whole realm was being... we want to say influenced, you see, because they had to get rid of all the prisoners in the tower.
Yeah.
And they had to convert it because it was secure. Then they had to bring these places because they knew the history, inside history of them being lost.
Yeah.
So they had to secure it to a certain degree. Then it came into a place where, you know, it was not very convenient for it to be under the king's bed, you see.
Yeah.
They had lots of companies.
Yeah.
Coming in and out of there, so you really wouldn't. You see what I mean? The dynamic of that process. If you knew how powerful they were, you were very careful of who was handling them.
Yeah.
You see, because those heretics were ran kind of rampant in those days. You see, but regardless.
Okay, so they put them in Tower London, and they are not accessible except through the King of the Guard or whatever you call that.
That's correct. Very good.
And then they were not, nobody's been using them, except maybe the King of the Guard?
They don't, he doesn't even use them.
So nobody's used them for centuries.
Since
they were put in the tower.
Little bit of issue there. There were a few of the great big diamonds that the Queen Mother added later to the collection.
The present Queen Mother.
Well, the dead one.
Yeah, the recent one. So they were the guard, the king of the guard, he knows what he's guarding?
With the papers from Queen Victoria, yes.
Yeah, does he know the crown jewels activate portal?
Yes, because of documents that Queen Victoria wrote. That would be in the that same office, charge of office.
And would have read them.
Absolutely.
But he does not, he or she, the head of the guard, does not use them himself.
Under penalty of
transition.
Well, if you had that much power and that much capacity, you would just open the orb and go, and then there's not going to be any punishment because you're gone.
Yeah.
The problem is that then they know without a timed experience, that it could alter history to such a degree that they could go back and make his name smitten off of all the record that ever was.
Yeah.
But just like they tried that with several pharaohs, remember? They would undo their name. Everywhere it was written, they'd whack their face off. Every image was as though they never were.
And that's a problem for the pharaoh whose image is whacked off?
Well, when you're God and then all of a sudden you're godless, that's an abomination, isn't it?
Well, are you still alive when that happens?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It depends on how your pharaohic realm was renowned.
Okay, so the crown jewels, that's the British thing. There are other portal activators in other cultures and other monarchies and other empires.
Well, of course, Bob, you've done that with the Ottomans. You've done that with the Moabites. You've done that with the Babylonians and them ancient Samaritan Hebrews
and the Koreans and the Chinese.
Shui Ha and Arigato, absolutely. And then you have the Tsarist regime that would of course come into play there, because that's how they used to keep them separated, is they were of royalty.
Right. So we're those that.
That's why the coronation thing gets perfect words for getting human creators to understand that you don't have reincarnation, you only have one.
So were these lineages of empires that had these artifacts that activated portals, were they all, they preserved the knowledge secretly going way back to the one continent? Something like that?
Well, now, wait, now, we find that very interesting, Bob. Have you ever sat through a coronation?
No.
Well, you ought to. They're televised. Queen Elizabeth is televised.
Yeah.
All of it.
I watched a couple minutes, I think.
Well, this was going on for days, Bob.
That's why I think I saw a glimpse of it.
Okay. They speak of the orb of absolution.
Yeah.
They speak of the different diamonds and the different crowns containing certain elemental, valued, priceless jewels of the accretion, specific seed pearls of the lineage of secretion.
Yeah.
Why would they call it a lineage of secretion?
Well,
they actually are smart enough to give you the full Monty.
Right in the words.
Right in the words. And the Archbishop of Canterbury has to be the one to handle them because he's well trained and versed in his office, so you don't accidentally open up a portal in Westminster Abbey.
You mean so that he doesn't?
Correct. He's got to be in the know of how to handle it.
Yeah, so he knows about it.
The office does, yes.
Yeah. So the thing is,
I mean, we're not giving those individual human creators that much credit. Some of them are just dumb as dirt, but they've been exposed enough to know how to make this work. They don't drop the orb. You see, they keep things sort of together. And the scepter, isn't it interesting that the scepter ends up holding the diamond that was the Cardiff, that was the rift at Cardiff that was used to seal that anomaly?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the diamond used in the royal scepter?
The rift at the rift riding at Cardiff.
No, rift at Cardiff.
And what does the word rift refer to there?
A splitting, a splintering of the electromagnetic field.
Oh, okay, right.
And they know this, they don't put it, well, but it's not on Wikipedia, so it must not be. No, that was sealed.
Whose reign was the Rift of Cardiff?
Albert.
Prince Albert of Queen Victoria?
Yes.
Yeah. Or Albert 1,000 years ago?
No, not quite 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, the Albert, recent 19th century. Okay. So
you also have a special diamond that they've been cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting, trying to shore up positions that would have been with Victoria.
Mm-hmm. They were cutting pieces off to shore up financial positions? Is that what you
No, mean? They were cutting things off, concentrating the power of the portal diamond.
Mm.
That particular one was a diamond.
They were concentrating the power of it? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm asking if these, the secretion, does that refer to sperm?
No. Secretion doesn't. No.
No. That's ejaculation. So secretion would be something to do with secrecy?
Yes. And using out.
The using out. Okay. So but I'm asking if...
An orange, you secrete orange juice out of an orange.
Right. Is there lineages in all these different cultures that go back to a period when a lot of people knew it, or it always began with those lineages?
What do you mean a lot of people knew it? The ones that were in charge to know it knew it, nobody else.
Right. And so it's always been known and it's been passed on.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you work at Buckingham Palace, you're going to learn quick not to speak smack.
Not to what?
Speak smack.
Speak smack.
Talk smack. You don't tell tales out of school if you're in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, because you'll be smacked.
Yeah.
You'll be buried at Balmoral.
You might be die of lead poisoning on a hunting trip, yeah.
Yeah, so but this passing on of the knowledge would...
And protocol has written, been that way for a couple thousand years.
Yeah, and whoever becomes candidate to be emperor or something, they find out about it, or they found out about it before and that helped them become emperor or leading king or something.
It's waxed and waned over the years.
Yeah, but there is a lineage. Can the passing on of the knowledge of the crown jewels go way back?
Well, yeah. You're going back to John and Edward.
Oh, okay, it doesn't go back before them. You know, the crown jewels...
It does, it just can't get recorded. You've got no referencing. You got no references to gauge and go by, see?
Yeah, so these artifacts, they're like the legend we got for ourselves. Artifacts go way back, and they've always had powers, and they only had the powers, so they're special artifacts. And they're passed on. Yeah, that's a ta-da. So something imbued these artifacts at our beginning, which we could not find. We cannot find the beginning. But did they come from the unified continent?
Parts do, but not all.
Hard to do, yes, but they
parts do.
Parts
do, but not all.
It's like these objects have these special activities. Special
activities. Well, imbued with special powers.
Right, and did the human creators who create that, they could have used any objects, or those objects were chosen because they were pretty? You know, why were they chosen?
No. If you have a car and you need a key to start it up, it could be in the shape of a diamond. And if you lose the diamond, you can't start the car. But you also could have a car that has a relatively ugly key that opens it right up, and then you evolve to a clicker, and then you evolve to just pushing a button, and it says start. So you don't have to have a key any longer.
Right.
That's after you get to the place of understanding your chemical body to a certain place.
Yeah.
You don't have to fetch the portal keys from the Tower of London to activate them in your own real life and reality. Just knowing that those individual stones do it means that you could embrace the same power and do it without having to go have the little, you know,
crown jewels.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And when the holders and